God is at work amid persecution in the Middle East. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We'll hear from two ministries on the front lines today, and along with prayer needs, we'll also share a few reasons to rejoice. So all eyes are on Pakistan in the wake of that Easter Day attack. Here's what you might already know. A suicide bomber struck at a time calculated to do the most damage. A Taliban splinter group with ties to ISIS claimed that strike. Open Doors USA's David Curry says,
it's a very personal attack in the sense that these aren't military targets. These aren't governmental forces. They're attacking families. They're attacking Christians for their faith in Pakistan.
Here's what you might not know. What you can do about it. Realizing that gospel work is still moving forward.
Pray for the leaders of Christian faith there. Pray for the safety of the churches. Pray for the children and the schools. It's so personal. If you think of all of the soft targets that people have in their life, places where they're vulnerable, church, school, let's lift these folks up in prayer.
Curry says this is why more must be done to take a stronger stand on Christian persecution.
Pakistan could go either way. But they need our encouragement, and I think the world needs to understand that this won't be tolerated.
Pakistan's Christian community is holding most of the world's attention, but the possibility of another ISIS crucifixion is also generating media buzz. Some reports say a Catholic priest kidnapped in Yemen was crucified by the Islamic State on Good Friday. If true, this wouldn't be the first time. However, the Catholic news agency is adamantly rebutting those claims. Either way, the words of Jesus in Matthew 5, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, still ring true.
Question is, how do you love ISIS? How do you love these enemies? One thing is to get the gospel to them. There are Christians that we know of are living among the ISIS people, and we need to pray for those Christians that know how to be safe and how to share the gospel with those people.
That's Steve Van Valkenburg of Christian Aid Mission, and he says they're helping 16 indigenous missionaries throughout the Middle East. As these national believers meet the physical needs of refugees and ISIS victims, they're also sharing the hope of Jesus with them. You're listening to Mission Network News. Believers around the world are tracking a plane on its way to becoming an instrumental part of a South African mission field. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Warren Veal says the organization fields a lot of airplanes, but the Cessna Caravan heading to Mozambique is a brand new breed designed to carry more people and more gear to the outer reaches of civilization.
The reason for flying it over is it's actually cheaper and also safer, because shipping an airplane, that can often, you have to disassemble it quite completely, and it can get damaged in shipping easily. Whereas flying it, you know, as long as the aircraft is running well and everything is in good shape, it's actually safer than trying to ship it, less damaging to the aircraft.
MAF pilots come alongside the work of the Great Commission. When you come alongside, they can save lives and souls. If you're curious about this story, visit missionnews.org. And as you pray for the needs that we've shared today, take some time to thank God for those who are furthering His kingdom. In the U.S., 9 different church teams partnered with Buckner International on a spring break mission trip. Over a 2-week period, some of the teams built houses for underprivileged families, while others shared the salvation message during a youth camp. And these are college students who are willing to sacrifice their time for others. I call that a win. Finally, there's a sacred moment when the very first believer catches the vision for reaching his unsaved neighbors. Audio Scripture Ministry shared one such moment in Mexico after an audio Bible distribution to the Mi'kmaq. One village had been sharing the gospel with a guy named Juan, the town drunk in a nearby village, but he gave his heart to Christ, and soon a neighbor wondered why Juan was no longer a drunk. He then explained the transformational hope of the gospel, and a church was born. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Alzheimer's and dementia. For friends and family of the patients, these are extreme tests of faith. Sat7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease, offering a glimpse of one family's faith walk through this valley. It's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.